The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it is my privilege, my honor to welcome you to Bob Burney Live this afternoon. This is the 5 o'clock hour. And it's my privilege to welcome our listeners in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM. Listen, you folks in Tampa are so blessed to have Bill Bunkley as your daily host. What a great, great man. And I am delighted and honored anytime I have the honor of sitting in for him. And that's what we're doing today. We're simulcasting. So I want to welcome my friends and my folks in Ohio on Bob Burney Live at 880 AM and 104.5 FM. So whether you're listening in Ohio or Florida, welcome. And thank you so very, very much for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Bill Gates is in the news for... I'm not sure where to file this story. The weird and wacky? I'll share it with you in just a moment. It's, you know, it's one of those stories. What could possibly go wrong with this? I'll share it with you in a minute. But first, I've got Al in Westerville, Ohio, on the line, and he's been patiently waiting. Al, welcome. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Greetings, Bob. Greetings to everybody down in the great state of Florida. Stay well, stay happy.
Yeah, and stay warm.
Yes, stay warm.
What's on your mind, Al?
2020 is like a Fellini film. For those of you who've never heard of a Fellini film, Google Federico Fellini. He made movies back in the 1950s and 60s, and they were kind of crazy and strange. Just crazy and strange, but not too dirty.
Well, I'm glad for that. I know the name, but I'm not familiar with any of his movies.
Yeah. Sophia Loren was in one, and he also had a hand in this one American movie called A Mad, 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 Mad World.
Oh, now that one I remember.
Yeah. And, you know, we go and we look and we see what we've had all year long. I mean, last year at this time, we were having the impeach the president. Then we went to the virus. Then we went to the riots. Then we went to the election. Now we have the lockdown after lockdown. We stay home, wear the mask and everything. And yes, COVID-19 is real. I found out the other day, had another personal friend's family member succumb to it.
Sorry to hear that.
Everybody, yeah, it's sad, especially around this time of year. Deaths are difficult this time of the year. A year ago, we had to deal with my father-in-law, and that's a sad ongoing story still going on with the courts and the judges and probate and. It's enough to make you crazy, but if we all stop, and I'm glad you had Dr. Jeremiah was going and doing a commercial. I've enjoyed listening to him over the months and on WRFD. Mm-hmm. But if everybody just stops and just picks up their Bible, go to the New Testament, go to the Book of Luke, start there, start John. And just start reading the story about Jesus coming to save a lost people. Mm-hmm. And forget about who's in Washington and what's going to happen in a month, because I wish, if I knew, I would tell everybody, and I'd cut you in, Bob, if I knew what the stock market was going to do for a year from now, we could split the difference 50-50, but I don't. Anyone who says they do is lying to themselves.
Well, Alan, that's a theme that I have tried to emphasize over and over and over again. None of this is a surprise to God. None of this. And God is not worried. God is not pacing back and forth in heaven, wondering what in the world's going to happen in January and who's going to be the next president. And of course I'm concerned about it, and we should be concerned about it. But God is in control.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, I'm hoping for the best, but I'm also a realist. And if things go the way I think they're going to go, the country's going to revert back to where it was 4 years ago under the 8 years of Barack Obama and the pushing of the socialist, progressive, communist agenda. And I'll use the word communist because that's what they are.
Well, here's what I'm concerned about far more than what happens in Washington. And I mean this sincerely. Okay. I am far more concerned about what happens in America's pulpits. I am far more concerned about what happens in America's churches. I am far more concerned about what is going to be preached in the next 4 years. Rather, I am concerned about who's going to be in the White House. I'm concerned about the direction of our country. And I would be foolish not to be concerned about those things. But I am praying, Al, and I know you are as well, for a mighty outpouring of God's Spirit on our country and a mighty revival. I don't know whether you were listening yesterday, but a new survey from Lifeway Research indicates there has been an explosion in Bible sales since the pandemic started, which tells me people are looking for answers. People are confused. People want real answers, and people are beginning to turn to God's word, and that should be good news for all of us.
It is. And that's why I am so grateful that there are men like Frank Cart. Because he's still preaching the world word. He's not jumped on the crazy train.
Well, this is a time.
Yeah.
Hey, Al, thanks. I appreciate it. I'm going to move on, but thanks so much for the call and your passion.
No problem.
I mean that. Thanks. The pulpits of America have never been more important than right now. And we don't need cutesy stuff. We don't need more smoke and mirrors. Now, if your church has smoke and mirrors and all that stuff, that's fine. That's okay. We're still fighting the worship wars and all of that stuff. But listen to me. We need preachers, pastors, evangelists who will stand in their pulpits and preach the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and preach that Christ is the answer and God's word contains the answer. We need pastors who will take an unapologetic stand on the fact that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, and inerrant word of God. It is the place where we find answers. We need a revival. And you know what? God could, and let's pray that God will, bring about a mighty spiritual revival all across this country. You know, thousands of liberal churches, left-leaning churches that no longer preach the gospel anyway, are closing their doors. And you know what? That's a good thing. And so people are turning to the churches that are open. People are turning away from the churches that are not giving real answers to real problems. This is not a time for compromise on the truth. And again, it's not a time for cutesy stuff. People are looking for real answers and real truth. Let's pray that they find it at your church and my church and thousands of churches across America. This could be the greatest opportunity to share the gospel in our lifetime. Let's take advantage of it. Let's pray for it. Let's expect it.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, because we are humans, we are inherently selfish and self-centered. Sometimes that's really tough to admit, but it is true. It is a part of our human nature. Our fallen human nature says it's all about me. I want what I want, and I want it when I want it and the way I want it. That's, again, that's our nature. And that's why the human race is in desperate need of redemption, salvation, to deliver us from that selfish, self-centered, and often self-righteous attitude. Well, that certainly has been displayed in the midst of this pandemic. We are surrounded by people that are losing hope. And now, please, let me finish, because this could sound very unsympathetic, and it's not, and I certainly don't mean it that way. But why are people losing hope? Because they are focused on me, myself, my family, my health, my money, my finances, my job, my situation. Things are not the way they used to be. Things are not the way I want them to be. And so I want to give up. I want to quit. And it's because we focus so much of our attention on me. You know, me, myself, and I. Rather than focusing first on God. And here's a simple little principle, and I'm sure all of you have heard it. My wife's name is Joy. J-O-Y. Well, when I was a little kid, my parents, my Sunday school teacher, and probably my pastor tried to teach me that joy means Jesus first, others second, yourself last. J-O-Y. Jesus first, others second, yourself last. But humanly, we want to be Yaj. Yourself first, others second, and then if you have time, maybe you can squeeze out a little bit of time for God or for Jesus. But that is not God's plan for us. And this, the political turmoil right now. Hey, listen, I am an unashamed conservative. I am a conservative theologically. I am a conservative politically, and I make no apologies for it. In fact, in some areas, I am extremely conservative. All right? So I have great interest in our country. I have great interest in the political future of our country. I had great interest in the election, still have great interest in the election. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen on January 6th. I don't know whether the election was stolen or not. There seems to be a great deal of evidence that there were a lot of irregularities and illegalities in the election. Just personally, and this may tick some of you off, I have not seen real proof and evidence that there is enough to change the outcome of the election. I think there was a lot of it. I don't know whether there was enough. I don't know. I try to be very objective, and I stay off the conspiracy sites, and I don't read everything. I don't believe everything I read just because it agrees with my political persuasion. I try to be much more objective than that. The liberal left does not deal with facts and truth. They deal with emotion and hysteria. We who are conservatives, we should be better than that. But here's my point. We are so deeply, deeply, deeply concerned about the political future of America. Why? Because of how it may impact me, my family, my church, my religion, my freedom, me, 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 me. Now, wait a minute. Are we not to be concerned first and foremost about God, His glory, and the gospel? If we are truly biblical, and I say that advisedly, if we are truly biblical, then our first concern is not what is best for me politically, what is best for my family. And believe it or not, my first concern is not what is best for America. My first concern is what is best for the gospel. The events that unfold in the future, whether it is tomorrow or next week or next month or next year, the events that unfold, how are those events going to impact the gospel? That is our first concern. And guess what? Whoever is president on Inauguration Day in January, whoever is president, will not stop the gospel. Well, yeah, but Bob, if Trump is reelected, we'll have more freedom and we'll have more liberty. You know what? That's probably true. But political freedom and liberty does not always equate to more gospel preaching. Sometimes persecution leads to the spread and even at times the explosion of the gospel. Bob, are you hoping and praying for persecution and loss of freedom? Are you kidding? Absolutely not. But here's my point. Whatever happens, God already knows. That's not a defeatist attitude. It's a realist attitude. God already knows. God will not be surprised. And our first concern, how do we use whatever circumstances we face in the new year to tell people about Jesus, to pray for a revival nationally? That is our first concern. If you really understand that and really believe that, you will not lose hope. You will not live in despair. You will have hope.